Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents
Star Wars, The Bounty Hunter Wars, Volume 3, Hard Merchandise, by K.W. Jeter. Now, during the events of Star Wars, Return of the Jedi. She had just about decided to kill them both. Neela looked at the back of Boba Fett's helmet as he sat at the cockpit controls of the Hound's Tooth. There was no indication that he was aware of her standing in the hatchway behind him, but knowing Fett, with his constant preternatural awareness, she felt sure that nothing was getting by him.
He can hear the blood rushing in my veins, thought Neela. He knows.
The other bounty hunter, the one named Dengar, was still asleep in the ship's cargo area. Neela had left him there, worn out from relating Boba Fett's grim history to her. A blaster pistol dangled from her hand as she watched Fett adjusting the ship's navigational controls. Originally, it had been one of Boba Fett's weapons. She had managed to slip it away from him here in the cockpit before he had been able to stop her. That had earned Neela a grudging congratulations from him. Very few creatures had ever managed a stunt like that.
Maybe I should have killed him then, Neela thought,
and her finger tightened upon the weapon's trigger.
Don't delude yourself,
Boba Fett's voice snapped her out of the murderous reverie into which she had fallen.
I'm aware of your presence.
I'll be more careful next time, said Neela.
With Boba Fett facing her, she had no more of a clue than before as to the secrets held within his skull. The dark T-shaped visor of his helmet, that battered and discolored but still awesomely functional relic of the ancient Mandalorian warriors, concealed anything that might have told her what he thought and knew. The entire answer about who she was and how she had come to the remote friendless sectors of the galaxy in which she had found herself might be locked up inside Boba Fett, like a key hidden in the very strong box it was meant to unlock. But the helmet and its dark, shielded gaze didn't matter, not really. She was one of the few creatures in the galaxy who had ever seen Boba Fett without his helmet, for all the good it had done her. Back on the planet Tatooine, in the harsh glare of the twin suns above the Dune Sea, Neela had found him close to death, vomited out onto the hot sands by the Sarlacc beast whose death throes he had engineered from inside its gut. The Sarlacc's gastric secretions, like a corrosive acid capable of etching unalloyed durasteel, had stripped Boba Fett of his armor, right down to and including a good deal of his skin. She had saved his life then, hiding him with the help of Dengar and keeping him safe long enough to let his wounds heal. Wounds that would have killed a creature of lesser will. Save the guy's life, thought Neela bitterly.
And what do you get?
Not much. And definitely not answers to questions. Anything she knew of her past was limited to the few scraps that had survived that mystery-producing memory wipe, and the infuriatingly little bits and pieces that she had picked up while serving as a dancing girl back in Jabba the Hutt's palace, and then here, aboard the stolen ship Houndstooth. So far she had gotten nothing from Dengar. The history he had been relating to her of the infighting and skullduggery that had finally broken up the old bounty hunter's guild hadn't yet revealed anything of her past. And what it had told her about Boba Fett's past, she had already pretty well figured out, that he was nobody to get involved with, even on a partnership basis. For him to have hauled Neela onto first his own ship, Slave One, when they had all been under siege by a couple of well-armed lowlifes out of Mos Eisley, then onto this ship he had taken from the reptilian bounty hunter known as Bosk, didn't indicate any gratefulness on Boba Fett's part, any recognition of the fact that he wouldn't even be alive now if it hadn't been for her.
He's got some use for me.
Neela had figured that out a while back. If she wasn't exactly hard merchandise, the bounty hunter term for their captives to be traded in for the nice fat rewards that had been placed on their heads, she was, nevertheless, part of one of Fett's mercenary schemes. Boba Fett's cold, emotionless words broke into her thoughts.
A smart creature doesn't make it a habit to come up behind me without warning. Just stay out of the way while I go about my business.
Nila felt a hot spark of anger igniting inside her.
And what business is that?
You'll find out soon enough when we reach our destination.
Even as small a piece of information as that had proved impossible for her to pry out of Boba Fett. He hadn't seemed fit to divulge it to Dengar, either, even though the two bounty hunters were supposed to be partners. Instead, Fett had been cagey and silent as to the course he had plotted for the Houndstooth since they had taken over the ship.
"So, we should go along with your plan," said Nila, "whatever it is, without complaining."
Fett pointed to the blaster pistol tucked in her belt.
"Without thinking, you could get a jump on me. It's not going to happen."
"Sure about that?"
Neela's hand strayed to the butt of the blaster pistol at her side.
"But then, you'll never know," said Fett. "That's still the price."
She lowered the blaster.
"You win,"
she said.
"Of course."
No more emotion sounded in Boba Fett's voice now than before. Neela regarded the blaster pistol in her hand for a moment, then brought her gaze around again to Boba Fett.
"You'll have to forgive me for being a little concerned about this mysterious destination of ours, but you were the one who told me about all the big events shaping up out there."
She managed a thin smile, one hand pointed toward the viewport.
"About the Imperial forces gathering, some place named Endor."
Even the name of the moon seemed fraught with dire portent.
"You said it might be a decisive battle, maybe the one that ends the Rebel Alliance."
She shook her head.
"I came close enough to that struggle between the Empire and the Rebels back on Tatooine."
Bit by bit, Nila had pieced out the significance of Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia Organa having been on that remote backwater world. She had seen them both in Jabba's palace, along with their companion, Han Solo, first frozen in a block of carbonite, then released and brought to life again. They had been responsible for the death of Jabba, she knew, which she also figured had been a stroke of good luck for herself. She might owe them and all the rest of the rebels her survival, but that wasn't enough to get her involved with any of them again.
"I don't want to get near them," Nila said decisively. "They've got their war. I've got mine."
"Don't worry," Boba Fett said. "That's something we've got in common. Rebellions are for fools. I deal with the universe as it is. So we're not going anywhere near Endor."
He slowly shook his head.
"Let them battle it out."
Fett swiveled the pilot's chair back toward the cockpit controls.
"Now, leave me. I have other things to take care of."
Nila realized she had nothing more to say. He had won again, before she'd even had a chance to make a move. She turned away, stepping through the hatch and then starting down the ladder to the ship's cargo hold. Dengar smiled when he saw Nila coming down the ladder.
"You didn't have any luck with him either."
The resulting scowl on the female's face amused him.
"What do you know about it?
Come on!"
From where he sat against one of the hold's bulkheads, Dengar pointed to the open panel and the same comm lines that Nila had previously tapped into.
"More than one can play that kind of game. I heard everything you and Boba Fett said up there."
"Good for you,"
Nila said sourly. She sat down with her back against the opposite bulkhead.
"Congratulations.
Now you know as much as I do."
"Which isn't much."
"Actually, I do know a little more than you."
"Great."
The scowl deepened on Neela's face.
"You mean this story you've been telling me? This history of how Boba Fett broke up the old Bounty Hunters Guild and everything that happened after that?"
"Precisely," said Dengar. "You've already learned a lot from me, more than you're probably willing to admit. You've got a lot better notion now of how Boba Fett operates and how far you can trust him than you did when we left Tatooine."
"For all the good it's done me."
Nila crossed her arms across her breast.
"You might as well have stayed quiet."
"So,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?